Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
We're told by Jesus himself that in the later days, the last days, it'll be like the days of Noah. And we know at the days of Noah, things were completely out of whack. The fallen angels, according to Jude, we read it in Genesis 6. They left their first estate, their heavenly home. They came down to earth. They bred with daughters of men. And it actually tells us their children were called the Nephilim. And if you were to read a book of Enoch, which Peter read, so I think I could read it if Peter read it. In the book of Enoch, we're told that the Nephilim, when they die, they become the demons, the evil spirits. So the seed war, the seed of Adam had gotten tainted. Yes, the seed of Adam had gotten tainted by the fallen angels, which led to the demons. God steps in. He says, it's over. He tells Noah, I'm giving you 120 years. I can't deal with this. He gave him 120 years to build the ark. And you get the rest of it. The whole world was destroyed other than eight people. And it's going to be the same way. Jesus told us this. So we know that things are on that path, gang. Things are on that path. Digital currency is going to try to get us all under one umbrella. So we take a knee. Musk with his Neuralink is eventually trying to get a chip in people's heads. He's saying it's all for good. The blind will be able to see. The cripple will be able to walk. Well, that's fine and dandy, but what about our souls? It's happening, and it's happening fast. We're having so many pendulum swings when it calls to politics. We went from George Bush to Obama, all the way to Obama to Trump, all the way from Trump to Biden, and now to Trump again. These incredible pendulum swings are enough to make us double-minded and fall in love with people that we should really be not going on speculation or assumptions, but putting everything according to the Word of God. So I'm sticking with the Word of God, gang. The world itself is too crazy. I'm just going to stick with what Jesus Christ tells me, period. His word is going to last forever. And that's what he said. His word is the Alpha and the Omega. It's the everything. His word is truth. And we know that Satan hates truth, but he's a seducing spirit. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit within you, speaks expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Christian, in the last day, hell is going to open up. There are going to be seducing spirits, seduction, just like the man led into adultery with the woman, all loaded up with makeup, her eyes looking like a cat, her skirts up to her waist, the 8-inch heels strutting around, seducing spirits. That's what they are. They want to seduce you. And they'll look good, just like Eve in the garden. Eat the fruit. Eat the fruit, Eve. It's going to make you smart. Your eyes are going to be open. You're going to be like a god. And she looks at it and says, hey, tree looks good. Fruit looks good. What's it matter? No, you were told not to. You were told not to eat it, and you did. Shame on you, and even more shame on Adam. Because Adam should have been looking over you. And he shouldn't have been giving in to you. But these seducing spirits and doctrines of devils in the last days, gang, are what us as Christians, and I'm not talking about just a Christian, a weak spine, spaghetti spine Christian that wants to listen to a little tootsie wootsie preaching in the middle of a church that's half effeminate to begin with. I'm talking about war. I'm talking about a warfare in your thoughts. I'm talking about being a doer of the word. A doer of the word. Doing what's right. Being as meek as Moses. As meek as Moses. Yes, that meek man. Meaning that he gave it all to God, but still he was able to go right in front of Pharaoh and say, set my people free. Not one that got rolled over by the things of the world. You better make a stand, Christian. And a lot of those stands are going to have to be within your own family. You're going to be viewed as arrogant. You're going to be viewed as a know-it-all. No. And I'm not talking about coming off as an arrogant person or a know-it-all. Simply let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. I'm not doing it. Nope. Sorry. I'm not going along with it. Nope. Sorry. That's it. Let your yay be yay and your nay be nay on a lot of these things. You don't have to go into a big, long dissertation while you're making your stand. And if they ask you, you tell them. Nope. It's against my convictions. I'm a Christian. So be it. Maybe you aren't convicted yet, but I am. I'm not doing it. Anyhow, read this again. Now the Spirit, Holy Spirit, speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies, just like Satan in the garden. You won't die. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. So a lot of this is going to be actual Christians that say they're Christians, but they're hypocrites. Sounds like the Pharisees to me. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That's what happens with a hypocrite. His conscience is seared with a hot iron. It gets seared with the things of this world, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of the riches of this world. Where all of a sudden you don't even have a conscience anymore. Watch who you're fellowshipping with, particularly in your mind. If you know it's wrong, it's wrong. Abortion is murder. Homosexuality is a sin. What else do you want me to say other than yay, yay, or nay, nay? How can I get off of those foundations? If life begins at conception and I step forward, you know, I get involved and eliminate it, what do you call that other than murder? A man lying with a man or a woman with a woman? What do you call that other than a sodomite activity? I don't have any other words for it. But here he goes, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. So Paul is telling Timothy that you have a thing going on here that's elevating forbidding to marry. The Catholic Church, why are you forbidding your priests to marry? And then you wonder why sexual deviancy is throughout the whole thing. Give me a break. It's right there. It's a seducing spirit forbidding somebody to marry. And abstain from meats. You can eat anything. If you want to abstain from meat, fine, but don't make a religion out of it. Abstaining from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. I believe and I know the truth. Therefore, I know forbidding to marry and abstaining from meats is a seducing spirit. And Paul is teaching Timothy this so he could teach others. Here, for anybody that wants to abstain from a certain meat, read verse 4. For every creature of God is good. Every creature of God is good. Every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So when you get before your food and you bow your head and you thank the Lord for it, you are sanctifying it before God and prayer, and it is all good. He gives us this example. and he actually refers to it as seducing spirits, and he gives us those two examples, forbidding to marry and to abstain from meats. Not making it up. And I'm not going to build a religion over it either. It's in there. And if you think what I'm saying is wrong, fine, put it on a shelf, meditate on it, and underline that next verse. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. Yep. If you're John the Baptist in the middle of the woods eating locusts, thank you, Lord, for these locusts. They're delicious. Or if you're in your grocery store buying a big old ham for Thanksgiving, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this ham. Thank you, Lord, you created it to give me strength. Thank you. And you eat it. And if you want to be married, you get married. You choose a spouse. You get a wife. You get a husband. And you have wonderful children, and they're blessed if you bring them up in the nurture of Jesus. But please don't forbid anybody to marry. And I think you understand what I'm saying. But anyway, gang, we are living in the last days. I truly believe it is the last days. The puzzle of Noah is really coming together. It's going to get narrow. It doesn't look good for Christians at the end time, other than a beheading is pretty quick. It's, you know, it's a once and done, sudden death, sudden glory, but that's okay. Don't give in. Don't give in to your carnal nature. Don't give in to anything, particularly if the economy swings in a good direction and everything seems great. Remember, your salvation is not predicated on the economy. Sure, I like cheap prices. I like cheap gas. I get it. But I'm not going to give up my soul for it. No, I'm not. You're predicated at what happened at a cross 2,000 years ago. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed to save you and save me from eternal damnation. And we get a little taste of it with the story of Jesus told as the rich man in hell. He ate pretty good. The economy was going pretty good for that guy. He had good clothes, good food, good everything. But he didn't have a good heart. And he watched his neighbor Lazarus just basically get his sores licked by a dog, and he could care less. Note it. Note it. There's only one good economy, and that's the price and the cost of the cross for my soul. Jesus Christ is Lord. There is only one Lord. He is the Word of God. He was God's Word who became flesh. He became flesh and dwelt amongst us. That's why he's God. He didn't start out as flesh. He became flesh so he could walk the earth and show us who the Father is. He said, if you want to see the Father, see me. And thank goodness we know we have a loving Father because of the mercy and the kindness and what Jesus did as he walked the earth. But we also know he didn't bend. He didn't bend. He knew his word is true. And he didn't compromise it, and he didn't tolerate certain sin. Even when he told the woman caught in adultery, he said, go and sin no more. And that's what he's telling us once you get redeemed and bought with a price. Go and sin no more. Well, God bless you. Jesus is Lord. Stay on the foundation. Stay strong in Christ. And amen, brothers and sisters.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.